Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion.
You're listening to Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
That's right, it's time for Fashion. We've got special guest Julia Parnell and of course our lovely Penny in the studio. Morena team, how are we doing?
Morena.
Good?
I'm good. It's
I'm
Monday
good.
Morning.
It's a launch day for you, Julia.
It's launch day.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You've got a new series, Cutting the Curve, out today.
I do, and there's nothing like a Monday launch.
Oh, yeah.
Let's give a bit of a background to Julia. So Julia is a director from Notable Pictures. You did the Chills, The Triumph and Tragedy of Martin Phillips and 660 Till the Lights Go Out, amongst others. Have you done any fashion features before?
No, but I have wanted to do a fashion film my whole career. Like, it's, you know, when you're writing down your bucket list, this is one of the things, to finally be involved with fashion and to be able to have fashion as a conduit for the creative story. Mm. Like, obviously, I've been very privileged with this music docos. When someone, a musician, shares their music with you and says, you know, you can bring that to life visually. But fashion pushes you, I think. So
yeah.
Hopefully you think that Cutting the Curve, when you watch it at 12 o'clock today, is fashionable.
Yes. So it's six episodes, 10 minutes long. It's going to be on RNZ and YouTube, launching at midday. The show is called, excuse me, Cutting the Curve, and the byline is, in an era of diet drugs and shrinking ideals, curve and plus-size women fight to be seen, a bold docuseries on fashion, power and visibility.
Mm-hmm. Such an interesting topic, eh? Because I feel like we had this whole era a couple of years ago of body positivity, but in a way it didn't really last in the industry. I mean, it sort of became quite trendy to be curvy, but it hasn't become sustainable to be positive in terms of all bodies, eh?
Mm, exactly. And when we started the documentary, we were developing it about 2 years ago. It was just to still keep going on that, putting power behind that message that all bodies should be seen. Mm. We did not expect the aggressive reduction in representation in fashion and on catwalks. So we were filming at London Fashion Week in February, and then New York followed, or New York was first and then Paris followed, and we're talking 50 to 60% less plus size
wow.
on the catwalk, and they only had a handful in the first place.
Yeah.
So it really is a marked change that needs to be discussed.
Wasn't there a pie chart in maybe the third episode where it was something like over 12,000 pieces that were actually worn on the catwalk, only something like 141 were plus size?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And
which
it's
crazy.
It's confronting, I think, for people when you really stop to look at it. I mean, look, we're in Fashion Week this week in New Zealand, so I'm pretty sure, you know, we've already seen the amazing Karina Parker as a main face for Fashion Week. She's a plus size, she's featured in our series. I'm sure it will be a little bit different here, but it's still, we have to keep considering how we are going to make sure that we don't, with the rise of these diet drugs. And now that Wegovy is in New Zealand, has been approved, we're about a month into that or so, maybe a little bit more. So the ease to lose weight is now exponentially more.
So the story kind of starts with Isabella Moore. Can you tell us how she became involved and what her kind of story is?
Of course, the beautiful, amazing and talented Isabella Moore. She's a Samoan Kiwi. She lives in London, works in London, Europe and in New York. She's a classically trained opera singer, so not only is she beautiful, so,
awesome.
So I got to use some of that amazing, her voice in the series as well, her opera voice. But so Isabella had been interviewed by the producer, the co-producer with myself on the series, Evelyn Ebrey, who is a fashion journalist. Mm-hmm. And Evelyn is plus size and had been fighting through her website Fashion NZ to keep some presence, you know, to keep talking about these issues, because she herself is as working in fashion, when you go to these amazing shows and you're involved and then still nothing fits you. So she's had that, and so her and Isabella really bonded. So Evelyn brought the show to me and we met Isabella, and as I got to know her, I just really felt that she was the perfect person to, because she was saying, look, I'm getting less work. She noticed, and that was sort of about 2 years ago she started to notice. So by the time we were really filming Hard Out this year, it was like, gosh, this is an actual.
It's an interesting like perspective to look at it from, because I feel like often when we think about this, we think of the wider societal impact of, you know, the representation issue and not seeing people that look like you on the runway. But it also, you know, on the ground is having real effects on just how much work people can get and, yeah, the people within that industry, eh?
Look, you're, Penny, you say, because you're the one who's, you know, turning up here and really thinking about fashion, but what I've learned in this time that I've had the privilege to be, have access to some high-level people, fashion is driving how the clothes that we're wearing on the high street, it goes through to the secondhand stores. Like, what happens at Fashion Week does have a massive impact. What's in the magazines, but even more is what's on social media.
Yes, yeah, 100%.
And they change the parameters too, don't they? Because I think Isabella at one point says she was kind of at a higher weight, like maybe a size 16 to 18 for people who kind of think about sizes, and that was considered plus size, and they changed it to being a size 12. They changed the parameters around it, so that is a huge drop.
A size 12 plus size now.
Isn't that like the average size?
Straight size. Size is a 0 to 8. You know, an 8, 6 to 8. So anything over that is curve. Or plus size, and that has been the really big change. So yes, there are still curve models and that representation, but it seems to have come back into that much more narrow band.
Yeah, they're not representative of actual women's bodies. It's awful that people's bodies can be kind of a trend, like that it can be really in style to represent, you know, plus size models, and now that it's not. You know, where do these people go? Where do they find their inspiration? Where do they, you know,
And I think, like, over the course of making the series, and we progress through over the 6 episodes, it's just this constant messages. There is, I have no doubt, the more I've looked at it, how we are fed this idea that we are not good enough. Now, it's about the diet industry, it's about money, it's fat phobia. It's real. It's like the last bastion where we need to say there is such a thing as fat phobia. And we have to, I don't know, turn around and figure out how we can feel beautiful and powerful and strong in our bodies, whatever size they are or whatever we look like or whatever we want to wear.
Yeah, because, I mean, a lot of people say, oh, it's about health, but I disagree. I think that some people, you know, your genetic makeup is that you might carry more weight than others, or you're taller than other people, or you're shorter than other people. Yeah. And I think there's one person that's on the documentary that says, you know, skinny always wins. And it just kind of, it's so heartbreaking, you know, when you think about yourself and growing up and how you feel like you're always judged by your body. And imagine if you could, like, change the way you think and kind of, like, put that into something else, like, you know, painting or, you know, sculpture or something like that, just putting all that energy, that brain energy of disliking yourself into something positive would be amazing.
And think about the effects that would have on the fashion industry if all of that energy of fat phobia was, or, you know, worrying about the way that we looked in our bodies was channeled into the creativity and the fashion, actually.
There are designers, and look, we feature them, who are amazing. Here, Ruby, Lost and Led Astray, amazing plus size. And, you know, there are, but it does come at a cost. Episode 4 really addresses that. You'll like that, Penny, because that's a little bit more like really getting into why it is difficult for for designers. Like, let's not pretend. And fashion students aren't even learning. I mean, I'm not a fashion student, so maybe I'm wrong. But it's not like the main idea that you've got plus size mannequins to learn on.
Yeah, right. Oh.
So it does take. And I think the big thing, for, you know, top down on all things for fashion, it's just that the higher level tables, the boardrooms, the management, they're still majority white men. They're not even necessarily women. So it's a bigger change needs to happen in the fashion industry.
Wow. Goes right to the top.
Yeah.
Always.
What is your favourite episode?
I think I should say all of them because, you know, I want you to watch all of them.
It's like choosing a favourite child.
Yeah, you know, I do really like my, you know, for the creatives out there, I don't know how you feel, but for me, I just never like my beginnings.
Yeah.
I always like, oh, I wish I could have done a better beginning. Though I do like the beginning of this. It is powerful, but it's the last three episodes which are my favourite because I think they really start to broaden out. And then at the finale, should you be talking about the finale? At the finale, we had the Civic Theatre and we had, how many models? We had like six Pacifica and Māori plus size models with Isabella there in the middle and did this amazing, fabulous thing on a super tight budget. But Sammy Sosa, who is our creative producer, he found all the, he did all the styling. It's just like, for me, it was a dream to be able to work like that.
That's really cool. Gorgeous. Oh, I can't wait to
so
watch every
episode. It launches today, midday, YouTube, Radio New Zealand, and it's called Cutting the Curve. Thank you so much, Julia Parnell, for coming in and talking to us about it.
Well, thank you so much for supporting it. I hope you all enjoy it and we can keep this conversation. So thanks for having this. We can keep this conversation going.
Totally. Needs to happen.
Thanks you, Julia. And thanks, Penny.
That was fashion. Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep,